Hi, and welcome back to Realistic Sustainability Educational Shorts. I'm not sure if this is educational. I mean, I know it will be a short, but I'm not really sure it's educational. Today I had kind of a moment. I have been in kind of a bad mood. It's partially the weather here in Michigan. We got snow again. Here we are in the middle of April, and we had almost a full inch of snow after it's been 60 and 70 degrees. I got to tell you, here, when it starts to warm up, it kind of changes your attitude. You're excited. You want to open the windows in the house. And when it kicks you back like that, it's mentally tough to get over sometimes. And it had affected me. I don't like to always say it, but it did. And it made me cranky. And it kind of threw me off my game. On top of the fact that I've been working really hard as of late. I know every single one of us think we're always working hard. And I guarantee there's hundreds, if not thousands or millions of people working so much harder than me. So please remember, I'm only talking about my little world. But I feel like I've been working very, very hard between my normal day job as an engineer, which is challenging even in the best of times. And when we're short-staffed as we are now, it's even more challenging than the night job. And no, I don't mean, I'm not Batman, but dabble, where we're trying to put together all these events and we're balancing it, trying to bring people in. And if you don't have people, then it's a failed event. And you're just really stressed, or at least I get very stressed about that. It is one of those things that kind of wears on me. Then here we are creeping up. We're less than 2 weeks away from starting the edible landscape project. I've got plants growing all over the place. Dabble is covered with small starter plants right now. And I have so many more to grow. So coordinating with people, start planning our spaces, contacting people to till the land and make sure that we're putting the right things in the right areas because the world is watching. Other towns are watching. Honestly, I think they're waiting for us to fail because an edible landscape project is something so far out of whack from what people normally do. They just kind of want to see it implode. So I have to make sure it never does. I have to find the volunteers and make sure that we are doing the things we need to do to deliver high quality fresh produce to the whole community. And sometimes that means just me and a few people doing it. So that can be stressful. On top of the fact that I've added other obligations, I'm still a co-chair on the Planning Commission, which means we're now going through all of our zoning and checking it all and making changes. I need to make sure I'm at those meetings. Plus, the Chamber of Commerce, I sit on that board. So I need to be interactive and help the city in these ways. On top of the fact that I have kids and a wife, who, by the way, is exceptionally tolerant. Thank you, hon. So I was really struggling. Matter of fact, today, it was extra. I was extra. I was highly negative. Last night, I sat in my chair, didn't talk. Jamie and I usually banter back and forth, at the very least, goofy jokes, and I just didn't have it in me. I was exhausted. Even after having extended weekend off, I was exhausted. And what it was hard to get over. But tonight was a weird night. We were supposed to have a game night at Dabble. Our kids were there and they were playing in the basement and one of their friends came and they were playing video games in the basement down in that space. And upstairs, usually there's a Dungeons and Dragons game going on and we've got all these board games, but only a few people came, which again, bothered me. It's another feeling of failure. But instead of the few people who were there leaving, myself, Jameson, and those two sat down and played a game. We played Settlers of Catan. I have always enjoyed that game. And I came back. And all those stresses and all those things that I've been worried about just kind of went away. It just disappeared for a little while. We got a few hours of just playing, like kids. And it felt really, really good. Today was a good day. Not only did I get to relax and play, but I'm trying to plan a trip with one of my best friends, Nick. I'm going to drag his butt out to Hawaii. And we're really, really wanting to make that happen. So with those two things happening, it's exactly what I said. A good day. And I feel like it was a good day. And I feel a little better. So the reason why I'm telling you all of these things, not to be the guy pouring it all out on this podcast, but to remind us all, because I forget. I forget on a regular basis. I'm working towards these goals. I'm 45, soon to be 46 years old. and I'm trying to get to a certain point in my life, and I have to really push because I started over at 36. But I also need to recharge. And tonight was a heck of a recharge. Spend time with people you care about. Spend time with strangers. A couple of guys there I don't really know very well, but we had a blast. And it was a good time. We played twice. It was fun. Now, granted, I say that because I won the first one and nearly won the second one, but I think I would have had just as much fun losing as I did winning. It was good to just unwind, forget about things that were bothering me, and have a good time with good people. And it worked. And this weekend, I'll get to do it again. No, we're not going to play board games and stuff, but we have gaming tournaments on Sunday. A lot of friends and a lot of family stop in, and we really do get an opportunity to just sit and chat. So when it comes to sustainability, man, I'm not sure I can say it enough. Your mental health, it should probably be number one. I'm, a little bummed that I've gained all the weight during COVID, and I'm starting to work on getting that, shedding that weight off. I've lost track of some of my good habits. I'm trying to bring those back. And I know that during edible landscape time, I'm going to eat a ton more vegetables. So I just need to walk more, and I'll probably just start walking to work. Devil's like 3 blocks from my house. But spend time with people you care about. Do the things that make you happy, because you got to make time for it. I didn't. There's a lot of times I just say, no thanks, I'm working. No thanks, I'm working. Every once in a while, I think you have to say, you know what? Let's set this down. Let's go play that game. Let's be a kid again for a minute. And I hope you do it. I hope you take a chance and do it, because it really turned my week around. I feel better. And I think tomorrow when I get up and I start working, I'll do it with a different feeling. So that's all I had. I know the shorts are usually fully about sustainability, but I got to tell you that the human health aspect, that mental health aspect, if we don't have that, it doesn't matter what straw we use. It doesn't matter if we recycle. We have to be right. We have to feel good. We have to enjoy ourselves first. So thank you for listening to me ramble. I really appreciate it. And I know this is the part where I usually say, hey, you can give us $1 per month, or hey, share this with your friends or share it on social media. You know what? I just appreciate you listening. I appreciate the time that people take allowing us, myself, my brother, Rob, Jameson, whoever's on the show that week, to just allow us to be part of your life. Thank you. Thank you so very much. And I probably will never have the ability to properly express how I feel about it. I hope you have a great week, and we'll see you soon.
Feeling overwhelmed by climate change? Looking for sustainable and ethical brands to support? Then Ethic is perfect for you. Ethic is a simple browser extension that helps you find sustainable and ethical brands online. Learn more at ethic.org, ethyk.org.